This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at the airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leaving five dead, numerous others wounded. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family, anywhere in the world, but clearly we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports indicate he might have had mental health issues. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The subject is being interviewed by a team of FBI agents and Broward Sheriff's Office homicide detectives. There's been incredible cohesiveness and cooperation between the Broward Sheriff's Office, the FBI, FDLE, and all the local law enforcement entities.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters they are following all investigative leads. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing on Friday from top intelligence officials. Mr. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive, and he said he respects the work of the intelligence agencies. However, he did not endorse their findings regarding alleged Russian hacking. This is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Congress have officially verified Donald Trump's election as the 45th U.S. president. Vice President Joe Biden made the formal announcement declaring Mr. Trump the winner after the count was complete.
This announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for a term beginning on the 20th day of January 2017, and shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the Journal of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
The final electoral count was 304 votes for Trump, 227 for Democrat Hillary Clinton. Seven electors registered protest votes for other candidates. Polling ahead of France's presidential elections is out there, and candidate Marine Le Pen has sketched out a series of policy priorities. That story now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
In a far-reaching interview with Anglophone reporters that touched on radical Islam, the European Union, and the Middle East, far-right leader Marine Le Pen says what's best for France and for the French people will shape her policies if she's elected president. That includes closer ties with Francophone Africa.
Coopération internationale.
Le Pen says she wants to invest in Africa's development, not just for humanitarian reasons, but to stem potentially massive migration flows expected as the continent's population doubles by 2050. The 48-year-old National Front Party leader is polling strongly ahead of the first round of presidential elections in April. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Foreign and defense ministers from France and Japan held a meeting in Paris, the third session of the so-called French-Japanese political and military dialogue. Among other subjects they discussed, well, there was a significant amount of time spent on North Korea.
Bien sûr, nous abordons la question de la Corée du Nord.
The French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said France will continue its efforts to encourage North Korea to renounce its nuclear program. The bilateral dialogue between France and Japan, which began in 2013, was focused on promoting Japanese tourism in France as well. Soldiers in Ivory Coast launching mutinies in three cities, hoping for higher pay. It is said they are demanding a salary increase, bonuses, and reduction of time necessary to achieve higher pay grades. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with John McLaughlin and Mike Stern. They both celebrate birthdays, and we celebrate them on Jazz America with a tale of two guitars. If you've listened to Jazz America over the years, we've been doing this program for you since 1991, then you know I love to celebrate the birthdays of jazz greats. This gives us a chance to remember them if they've passed away or celebrate them if they're still around. And in the case of this show, we're giving you a celebration of two of the living masters of modern jazz guitar. The great John McLaughlin, born in England in the year 1942, 4th of January, he turned 75, and Mike Stern turned 64 on the 10th of January. So it's a tale of two guitars on this edition of the program. And it's a tale of two late great kings of bebop and jazz in general who were both born in January that we're going to celebrate right now. Milt Jackson was born on the 1st of January in 1923 and died at 76 in 1999. And the great master of bebop drums, Kenny Clarke, was born on the 2nd of January in 1914 and died at 71 in 1985. They worked together a bit over the years, and here's a taste of the work they did together. Opus de Funk is the name of the song. It's the Horace Silver classic, and Horace Silver joins with them along with Percy Heath on the bass and Kenny Clarke on the drums and Milt Jackson on the vibes from 1954 on Jazz America. Thank you.
cats know. You can't tell by the touching. They don't come on a hovering and a bothering and a grabbing and clutching. Some cats know how to take it nice and slow. But if a cat don't know, a cat don't know. Some cats know how to stir up the feeling. They keep fooling around till you're halfway to the ceiling. Some cats know how to get the honey flowing. But if a cat don't know, a cat don't know. Some cats know just where it's at. They're not like the others. And I would rather one like that. They keep fooling around till you're off to Good Time City. Some cats know how to take it nice and slow. But if a cat don't know, a cat don't know. Well, you just don't know. Some cats, they just don't know.
Certainly jazz, born in the United States of America, but people from all over the world are making jazz at a high level these days, including England, the homeland of one of our special guests on this edition of Jazz America, John McLaughlin, and of the vocalist you just heard, Claire Martin, with Some Cats from the album The Waiting Game. Now, let's return to our conversation with John McLaughlin backstage at the Barcelona Jazz Festival in 2008. That was the year that John got together with Chick Corea and some more great luminaries of jazz, Christian McBride, Kenny Garrett, and others, to create the five-piece band. They were together for a year, this all-star group. We'll hear some of their live work on John McLaughlin's composition, Raju, after we hear his thoughts here on VOA's Jazz America.
Backstage here at the Palau de la Música in Barcelona, John McLaughlin's here with me, and what a marvelous show and what a marvelous band. You could do worse, I suppose, than playing with a bunch of bums like this. How did this come together? Chick put this together? Or you? Which one? Who called whom?
Chick called me. Chick did everything. I just joined the band.
You know,
I gave it the name.
Yes, you did.
I'm an old hippie.
Well, you know, I was thinking, and you did play some from Floating Point, the record you went to India to record, and I was thinking maybe it was going to be the entire repertoire. So we were surprised a little bit to see the repertoire.
No, we did industrial Zen.
Yes.
And you know, both of us we've been writing music for the band.
I saw a wonderful performance in Montreal with you and Zakir Hussain, acoustic. I saw you at the Town Hall doing electric with that great electric band, your most recent solo electric band.
Last year.
Yes.
With Fourth Dimension.
Yes.
Yeah, nice groove.
And this is my question. You walked out on stage, and before you played the first note, that crowd stood up and screamed, and you had a look on your face of astonishment. Like, the look you gave the audience was, what in the world are you screaming for? I haven't played yet. Are you sometimes surprised at the adoration you get?
Yeah, it's very, very humbling, isn't it?
But do you understand?
I don't expect it. I don't think about what I've done. I don't think about that. I just think about what I'm going to do today. So I walk on and I see that. It's very, very profoundly touching and very humbling because the degree of affection that people show to musicians, it's sometimes overwhelming. And I was overwhelmed at that point. It was a very emotional moment for me.
And now let's find out what this band sounded like on stage. From the album Five Piece Band Live, it's John McLaughlin's composition Raju on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. The fiery side of electric guitars played by John McLaughlin. We heard some of his acoustic work earlier in the program. Hope you enjoyed Raju, his composition recorded live with the five-piece band featuring his partner, Chick Corea. I've got more coming up from our second of two great guitarists celebrating birthdays this week, Mike Stern, on the way. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received not long ago from David Fungo from Mogadishu, Somalia. And he wrote me to say that he was not able to listen to his program, Jazz America, on his local radio station at the frequency there and wondered if there was another way that he could hear it. Well, I sent him an email in return telling him he could listen anytime he wants on my Moja Radio website, my own personal radio station website for modern jazz. M-O-J-A, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz, mojaradio.com. There you'll see the VOA logo. Click on it. and you'll be taken to a page that'll give you a player to click on and a list of songs that are playing on the latest Jazz America show. So thank you, David, for being in touch. And if you'd like that same information, just be in touch with me. Now, dedicated to David and everyone who occupies their own space on that beautiful, creative, magical continent of Africa. Here's the legendary late great vocalist Abby Lincoln from the album Live at the Keystone Corner Volume 2, Love Having You Around, recorded in 1980 in then San Francisco Jazz Club. The song is simply entitled Africa.
I took a trip to Paris, saw the Eiffel Tower. Pacific flower, travel way to Burma, all across the Bay of Bengal, went to old Malaya, what a perfect locale, traveled here and yonder, I never found a home, yes it must be written.
It's a new year, 2017, and I wanted to play some new music for you. That's the esteemed saxophonist Steve Slagle and some special guests, including another esteemed saxophonist, Joe Lovano. They played together as Mr. Slagle played alto sax and Joe Lovano played tenor sax on the song entitled Family from the brand new album from Steve Slagle, Alto Manhattan. And when I saw that title, I thought, okay, he's an alto saxophone player. That's what he means. No, instead he means, as they say in Spanish, alto meaning uptown or upper Manhattan. Manhattan Island is where he's lived for a long time, Mr. Slagle, and that area in upper Manhattan called the Heights, Washington Heights, a very intense Latin music vibe and cultural vibe is happening up there in Upper Alto, Manhattan. Now it's time to turn to another gentleman who holds court in Lower Manhattan quite often at a place down in Greenwich Village called the 55 Bar. In fact, his guitar-playing wife, Leni Stern, also plays there quite often. Mike Stern is who we're talking about, and that's where I caught up with him. Between sets at the 55 Bar on Christopher Street in Greenwich Village in Manhattan. For this conversation, I always like to find out the influences that have given inspiration to artists. And here's Mike Stern on that topic.
I want to talk about all the stuff that has come down in your life as much time as we have.
I like to kind of incorporate just who I am with in my music, you know, and I came up being influenced, like a lot of guitar players who grew up in the 60s, I was influenced by Jimi Hendrix, of course, by Jeff Beck, by Clapton with the Cream, you know, a lot of blues players, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, you know, people like that. And then I got more into jazz. My mom used to play a lot of jazz records and a lot of classical records around the house. She played jazz piano, some just for fun, and some classical. She was a better classical player, actually. So I used to hear that all the time. And so I, those were some of my early influences also, from her, what she was listening to. So I started getting more into jazz just from listening to the records that she was listening to, and I fell in love with it. So I think of myself really as a jazz musician if there was a, you know, some kind of label you'd put on me, but I don't usually like labels particularly in there. But I definitely think of myself as that. But like a lot of guitar players, my generation and younger, a lot of jazz, quote-unquote jazz guitar players, we've got a lot of, there's a lot of blues and rock in our playing, you know.
Yep.
And I like, and of course then it's basically, I've been really steeped in jazz since I was about 17 or 18. I just went for it full on, you know. And that's what I try to learn and study. So I'm into all of the above, but I like to include the influences in my writing and in my playing of earlier stuff, you know what I mean? So some of that rock stuff comes out, so a lot of blues comes out, a lot of that stuff comes out. I don't care as long as it's coming from the heart. That's the main thing, you know.
And now from his heart and from his immense talent comes a little bit more of his purely jazzy side on a swinging little tune called Coupe de Ville from his album Big Neighborhood. Mike Stern on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Big Neighborhood, his 21st century jazz release. That is Mike Stern with Coop DeVille. And now, here's some 20th century guitar work from maybe the first jazz guitar hero of all time. Here's Charlie Christian with Benny Goodman and Flying Home.
Hi, fellas. It's Benny Goodman spinning at you on this V-disc.
Star gathering on that song, recorded in 1939. Written by Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton, it's Flying Home. With Mr. Goodman on the clarinet, Mr. Hampton on the vibes, Fletcher Henderson on piano, and the first guitar hero of the jazz world, Charlie Christian. Hope you enjoyed him, and I hope you enjoyed hearing Mike Stern and John McLaughlin, two guitar stars from the modern era, on this edition of the show. Next week, we'll salute the man who would have been 71 on the 12th of January, the great master of the keyboards, George Duke, on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?